Today we celebrate this wonderful solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Christ. If you remember, on Holy Thursday we celebrate Jesus instituting the Holy Eucharist. But we did not have much time to really let it sink in, because then we have Holy Friday and then the resurrection. So it's kind of like we were busy. But the church offers us this wonderful opportunity to really make a pause, take time to allow the grace sink in and to really give thanks to God for what we have. What is it that we are celebrating? The body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, also known as Corpus Christi, not Corpus Crispi. Some people before told me, what is that, especially non-Catholics, what is that that you guys celebrate Corpus Christi? What is all of that about? Well, it's not crispy, it's Christi. The body of Christ. And today, again, the church gives us this opportunity so that we may reflect, meditate, and give thanks for what we have. Because we do not celebrate a thing, but a person, someone. What is your definition of Christ in the most blessed sacrament? Who is he to you? Who is he to me? The world out there, they have their own definition, especially those who are non-Catholics. This afternoon, after the Spanish Mass, we went down and had a Eucharistic procession with our Lord on the street. I'm sure some of the people who saw us were wondering, what is this? What is it that they're doing? What is that that this guy is holding up? And that guy was me, by the way. What is that? The world sometimes think that we're crazy, that we believe in that piece of bread. But what is Jesus to you? The most fascinating thing is that God doesn't need your faith, neither my faith, to remain in that bread, to be there truly present. He doesn't even need the faith of the Pope or the bishops. He is there. After the words of consecration by a validly ordained priest, and what we call the epiclesis, when the priest puts the hands like that, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that bread, which tastes like bread, seems like bread, that wine, which tastes like wine, and we can see that is wine, transubstantiation, the change of the substance, becomes the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. And again, our God doesn't need your faith or my faith or the world's faith to remain in that piece of bread. He is there. And we are here because we believe that. But we are here because we want to believe even more, so that we can give praise and thanksgiving to Almighty God for giving us such a wonderful gift, our Lord Jesus Christ in the most blessed sacrament. Who is Jesus to you? Who is Jesus to me? The body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord. The world might say this is just bread, this is just wine. Who do you say Jesus is in that piece of bread, in that precious chalice? Let's hear what Jesus says. Take it. This is my body. He doesn't say this is just a symbol. This is my body. This is who I am. I do not need your faith to remain here. I am here. Take it. This is my body. Take it. This is my blood. This is what Jesus says. He is truly there. And as we celebrate this wonderful gift, we ask the Holy Spirit to help us recognize whom are we receiving, not what. We are receiving a person. That every time we get the Blessed Sacrament, that we're able to participate, to partake of this wonderful mystery, that we may do it with reverence, with respect, because there is the heart of my God and the God of my heart. That I may be able to tell the world, there is the heart of my God and the God of my heart. That we may be truly blessed as we continue to receive him. That we may dispose ourselves to receive him so that we may bring him to others and tell others, this is what I believe. I have been ordained as a priest of Jesus Christ for over 2 years, and I have heard all the excuses. All. Father, I'm not going to go to Mass because I don't have time. I'm not going to Mass because I'm too busy. My son, my daughter has whatever, band practice, soccer practice, whatever. Father, I don't want to go to Mass because I don't feel like it. Father, I don't like the church. Father, the homily is too long. Father, the person who distributes the Holy Communion, I don't like that person. Father, the pews are too hard. Father, X, Y, and Z, etc., etc., etc. Today we are here to ask the Holy Spirit to give us the grace so that we may fall in a deeper love of Jesus in the most blessed sacrament, that we may love him more. Not even the angels are able to partake of this blessed sacrament, but we are. What a wonderful gift. What a wonderful gift we have. As we approach this holy banquet, let us ask our Blessed Mother so that we may receive her Son and carry him in our hearts so that we may share him with others. Graduates, those who are graduating, we never graduate from our faith. Never. We never graduate from our prayer. As you go out into the world, you are graduating from high school. But if you are going on to college, work, whatever, remember this. You never graduate from your faith. You never abandon Christ. He's always here. Your mission is to go and tell the world, this is what I believe. I believe in my God who is truly present in the most blessed sacrament. I believe in the body of Christ. That you may be given the grace, all of us, but as you celebrate your graduation, that you may be given the grace to become carriers of the love of Christ, telling the world is not bread, is not wine. There it is, the heart of my God and the God of my heart. Please stand. I believe in one God. Make your heaven and earth.